So we're gonna continue with the next talk. I think it's always interesting to hear about how people, like how infrastructure works, especially at a conference like this. It's always cool to hear about this kind of stuff. So I'm wondering ahead of, like, I'm sure you're gonna talk about it, so I'm not gonna ask the question, I'm just gonna hand over to the talk. So this talk is called, the title of this talk is Conference Video Streaming with the Help of NixOS. So I'm really curious to hear what you're doing there. And this is Gotha and Angel Angelov. So a round of applause for our speakers, please, and have a good time with this talk.
Thank you. First of all, thank you all for coming to this talk. And second of all, I want to thank to the people who made this NixOS chain. I feel like a true NixOS hacker. Today, we want to tell you something about like what we did. And we want to talk about OpenFest, which is a really cool conference that we are kind of helping for. And we're going to talk about the challenges that we had, how we use Nix to solve all of these challenges, and what's next. So, very roughly, what's OpenFest? OpenFest is a conference in Sofia, Bulgaria that happens for the last 20-something years, since 2003. It usually happens every fall around October. So if you happen to be around Bulgaria in October, please drop by. We'll be happy to talk about anything open source and open culture related. At some point, it used to be in multiple cities simultaneously. Right now, it's just in Sofia, but it's a lot of fun, I promise. So basically, we have this thing. We have audio and video mixers, like basically the same problem that FOSDEM has. We have cameras, we have online streaming, we have presenters, we have microphones, and this something somehow has to be mixed all together. It has to go online, it has to be backed up, it has to be streamed, it has to be like, it has to work, basically. So every time we had to deal with this, it's like you're setting up basically a Linux machine. Why Linux? I probably shouldn't explain, but yeah. And the problem is that every time something small changes, we don't really believe that it is going to work tomorrow. And that's why we decided we want to do an audio-video mixer that basically everything has to work from the get-go. Basically, I want to boot the machine, and it should like rise up with everything configured, installed, and I should just press buttons. We had a lot of fun doing this. Of course, we did with Nix. Angel started the project. I joined somewhere in the middle, and my qualifications were basically I like Nix and I like to fiddle with operating system. And it turns out that I don't really have to know a lot about audio and video mixers, but because Nix is so flexible and powerful, you can just apply your knowledge to build something that complex. And we had some interesting issues. For example, we stumbled upon a bug in FFmpeg that required, like, very specific bug that required us to kind of roll back to a very specific release of FFmpeg, which made us kind of compile certain stuff for the specific hardware. We had to bundle the GPU drivers and all that other stuff. I had a lot of fun writing Sway to, like, basically all my waybar config and all that other cool stuff that I put on my desktop machine. I put in that configuration, and people seemed to like it. Another fun thing that we did is, I don't know if you have used something for streaming, there is a thing called Stream Deck, which is basically a macro pad with very fancy displays as buttons that you can reprogram. We solved this problem by buying like a very simple and stupid small like numpad keyboard, and we just printed labels on top of it, and we hacked it a little bit with shortcuts for Nix, and it worked perfectly well. We also wanted to pack all the assets, all the promo images and videos, etc., inside the operating system. So in case something goes wrong, and things in conferences go wrong all the time, I promise, it's a fact of life. So everything's baked in. And again, another friend of ours configured OBS. So basically, when you boot the system, you have exactly the same separation of different screens and all the views. One of the cool things that we could do, because it's Nix, we use NixOS generators to basically generate QAMO image. And because like you need to test a lot of stuff all the time, you need to iterate very fast, QAMO allows you to boot really fast, validate, fix, rebuild, and so on. And finally, we were using DeployRS to deploy on the remote host. That's how we're bootstrapping the Mixer computer. But Angel did not like DeployRS at all for some reason. He's going to tell you probably more about it. And he did a thing that he calls Deploy-O-Matic, which besides that it sounds cool, I know nothing about. And that was the plan. We knew that basically the entire point of doing this was to make it software disaster recoverable. So I had a plan. We had the machine, everything's installed on it. I have a backup hard drive and everything's in it on it. So I can basically at any point boot from it and it's going to have exactly the same setup, reproducible, all of this stuff. The night before the conference, like before we did the setup, I decided that that's not good enough. And I exposed my own binary cache from my home computer to the one in the conference room. So in case we need to rebuild everything, at least we can save the compile time. So we used NixServe, so we were kind of backed up in a lot of ways. And of course, as things go with conferences, things broke. Like Friday afternoon, like kind of late evening, things broke. The computer did not start at all. Turns out that the problem was like that our bootloader disappeared, which is like happens. And the best thing about it is that we kind of figured out what was going on, but the best thing is because it's Nix, we don't have to know how and why it's broken. I just booted from a NixOS thumb drive, and I downloaded the flake, and I said, hey, I wanted to rebuild that flake on that machine, and it said, oh, I see that thing. It took like literally 3 seconds, and it fixed it, and we rebooted, and it was all working. So basically, it seemed like our investment of doing the setup in Nix all worked. And a fun fact is that, I was just lucky that I had a thumb drive that I can boot. And I asked around, like, hey, does anyone have a flash drive? Turns out on a Linux conference, like 20 people have one. So how many people have a Linux in their pocket? Okay, good. We're in safe hands, so if something goes wrong here, we can fix it. And the other thing is we were all prepared for all the software problems that we may occur because at any point we can just rebuild everything and we know that we're going to get to a state where it works. And I asked Angel, hey Angel, like, we're all backed up with the software. What's going to happen if the hardware fails? And he said, well, we're going to cry. So now he's going to tell you how we're going to solve this problem.
Yeah, so one of the good things about deploying software with Nix is that it's reproducible, like when it breaks, you can just get a new one. Well, we can just apply that to hardware, and that's what we do at FOSDEM for... Okay, thank you. So at FOSDEM, we use these boxes to stream video from every single room. So what if we combined this reproducible hardware that's easy to make and open source, and we have 70 of those that can be replaced when something breaks, with software that's also reproducible and can be used and rebuilt whenever there is something going wrong. Well, the FOSDEM video box gives us that opportunity, and so why not run NixOS on it? And so for the new revision of the FOSDEM video box that we're planning to make for FOSDEM next year, we tried just building an image of MixOS, so the system that we made for OpenFest, for the FOSDEM video box. And it turns out that it just works. You just have to change a few parameters to make the image build on this target hardware that's a little bit more constrained and different, and it boots and it discovers like the capture cards and they appear at the correct places in the device chain, and all we had to do was package all the software that runs on the video box to make use of the custom hardware there. And that wasn't really any difficult because all of the software is already packaged in the respective programming languages package managers, and Nix just has very affordable ways of packaging something that's already packaged, for example, written in Go or in Python or in something similar. So basically, that's what we did with the FOSDEM box, and maybe tomorrow one room in FOSDEM may or may not run NixOS for its video stream, and you may or may not notice it breaking or not, I don't know. But anyway, what we did for deployment to this repeatable environment is that we generated a disk image. We first did that with NixOS generators and just flashed it onto the drive of the system. And then for subsequent builds, we just deployed again with DeployRS or NixOS rebuild switch deploy. But we discovered a tiny problem with that, which is that NixOS generators actually does two really simple things. It adds some custom NixOS modules to the install so that the target disk is supported. For example, if you're building for an x86 system, NixOS generators will insert something that will have base hardware support for x86, something like that. And then it just runs something that's already there, a function that's already in Nix packages that creates an image for this particular system. But if you redeploy that NixOS configuration remotely with something like DeployRS, then the custom stuff that gets generated by NixOS generators isn't included. And so we rendered our systems unbootable the first few times until we figured out what was going wrong. And then we found out what is going wrong, and I just couldn't think of a more idiomatic way to fix it, so I just ditched NixOS generators and wrote an even stupider tool called Deploy-O-Matic that simply does the two aforementioned things and also injects the modules that depend on the target inside the system that gets deployed. So in the end, we got quite a reproducible system that can be used on multiple hardware instances that we have. It works on the FOSDEM video box. It uses another software for video mixing that's not the one that's used on the much more powerful PC that we used at OpenFest. But the core operating system settings are the same in each case, and NixOS really makes it easy to share all the bits that are common between the two installs and have the benefit of actually making a fix in one place and having that fix be available in the other place. So yeah, thanks to the whole NixOS community for making this possible. And yeah, I hope we will continue using NixOS for video streaming and developing this tool more.